Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Executive Editor for SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast to discuss availability concerns for mid-market CIOs. We'll be discussing the results of a fall 2009 survey by the Information Technology Intelligence Corp on high availability and fault tolerance. Joining us today to review the survey findings is Laura DiDio. Laura DiDio is a high-tech industry analyst and consultant, a professional writer, and a former reporter. She is a principal at Information Technology Intelligence Corp, a company which she founded. Prior to this, Laura spent more than 6 years at Yankee Group, a Boston consultancy, where she held the title of research fellow. She has expertise in a wide range of topics, including virtualization, desktop, server operating systems, OS security, hardware, and business intelligence. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about availability concerns for mid-market CIOs. We'll spend the next 10-plus minutes discussing the results of Laura's survey and trends for 2010. So, Laura, first, can you give us an overview of what your survey discussed and some of the highlights from the findings?
Sure. Number one, we wanted to track general industry trends on TCO and ROI, and in order to really determine total cost of ownership and return on investment, we have to ask specific questions relating to availability, reliability of hardware systems and software systems, how much uptime customers are getting. Now, this is particularly important in light of the ongoing economic downturn, which is now 2 years old. So we queried customers on the impact of the downturn on their IT departments and daily operations. So what we get out of this is it's more important than ever to have reliable systems when you've had budget cuts, staff cuts, and cuts in training and just about everything else.
What are some trends you're seeing in mid-market technology adoption as it relates to availability and even fault tolerance?
Okay, well, not surprisingly, the economic downturn has had an adverse impact on 75%. That's 3 out of 4 corporations and their IT departments. What we found is that nearly 50% of all of the survey respondents have experienced budget cuts, and 42% across the board, and this goes from the smallest SMBs all the way up to the largest enterprises have hiring freezes. Now, specific to the mid-market, these folks are really caught in the middle. And when we see companies anywhere from 300 employees up to, you know, thousands, the impact of the economic downturn becomes worse. We've seen, in this case, 64%, nearly two-thirds have experienced hiring freezes, and 84% of mid-market and large corporations say that their IT staff has simply responded by picking up the slack and working longer hours. Now, we also asked the survey respondents to tell us about high availability and fault tolerance. And an interesting statistic from this is that, again, in light of the ongoing economic downturn, which has seen IT departments be decimated, budgets get slashed, budgets for training and resources getting cut significantly. At the same time, 60% almost, that's 6 out of 10 businesses, say that they require 99.95, that's 4 nines, or 5 nines of availability and uptime for their mission-critical line of business applications. And 9% of the respondents, okay, so that's almost 1 out of 10 companies, say that they need greater than 5 nines of uptime. Now, what that means is no downtime. So in other words, you have got to really have bulletproof, bomb-proof applications and hardware systems. So, you know, what do you use? Well, one thing is you've got high availability clusters, or you have the more expensive and more complex fault tolerance servers. Now, interestingly, what we found was that corporations, particularly in mid-sized and large enterprises say that they are willing to pay extra dollars, a premium of $20,000 or more for both high availability clusters and fault tolerant servers to guarantee maximum uptime. Now, you can get entry level pricing. Okay, you can get a fault tolerant server, for example, for under $15,000. Okay. But a lot of companies say, you know what, we'll spend $20,000, $25,000, or $35,000 or more just to make sure that we have the premium. Now, we saw a 76% majority tell us that the TCO and ROI value of fault-tolerant servers is excellent or very good. By contrast, only 6% of the respondents said that high availability clusters, which are less expensive and very pervasive as well, said that HA clusters provide excellent TCO ROI value, while 44% said it was very good. We did find that, again, almost 60% of businesses said that virtualization, which we all know is an incredibly hot technology and will continue to be very strong, that increases the need for fault tolerance. And there's a very good reason for that. You know, we all know that virtualization, for example, helps people consolidate physical space, into a single server. You can reduce the number of servers that you have. You can, when optimally configured, reduce the amount of time it takes to manage applications and deploy applications. However, the other part of that equation when it comes to virtualization is that you now have all of these applications, server-based applications, multiple applications, in one physical server. So if it's not properly configured or you don't have robust enough hardware, guess what? You know, you could take out four or five applications. So that's scary. So that means when you're virtualizing your environment, you have to pay close attention to availability and uptime. What we also found is that high availability clusters and fault tolerant servers are used in equal numbers. So it's a 50-50 split, and many companies have both. There is some confusion about firms using the terms high availability and fault tolerance interchangeably. But at the end of the day, what we found is, again, companies need higher reliability and uptime. 99% uptime used to be the gold standard 10 or 15 years ago in reliability. But if you ask people, well, what is 99% uptime? Most people would be astounded to realize that 99% uptime can equate to 87.5 hours of downtime per server per year. And that's just not acceptable. When you go up to 3/9 of uptime, that goes down to about 5 hours per server annual uptime. Okay, but what's really optimal, and again, that's what we found, is that companies say, they need the 4/9, the 5/9, or above 5/9 of uptime. So those are all interesting trends, and I expect that trend to continue, regardless of whether or not we weather the economic downturn and return to a robust economy. Because people just can't afford, downtime at all. Also, we're going to see more virtualization, more cloud computing coming on, and that's also going to increase the need for this. One of the other questions we also asked in support of TCO and ROI and availability was polling customers on how exactly the economic downturn has impacted their IT departments. And in this regard, we gave people about 10 different options and told them to select all that apply. Now, by far, the most tangible impact has been budget cuts. Okay, only 25% of businesses said that there has been no impact, that it's been business as usual. And I would even, you know, question that number, because if we really started talking to people and drilling down, I think we could find that there would be some impact. We did see that 42% across all segments, SMBs, mid-market, and enterprises have had hiring freezes. 30%, nearly one-third, have delayed new equipment purchases. We had another one-third, 33%, delay or cancel operating system and application upgrades, which in turn, by the way, means that they've also probably delayed hardware refreshes, particularly on the desktop hardware side. IT training has been reduced or cut in 32% of organizations. We had one quarter of the respondents say that their budgets and salaries have remained the same. However, there's no money for anything extra. An 11% minority did find that they were forced to cut or cancel their service and support contracts, and that's dangerous. And overall, one-third of businesses have said that they've had layoffs. Now, when we drill down into that a little more deeply, we did segment the respondents on that question by size. And not surprisingly, the mid-market firms, which I categorize as anything with probably 250 to 300 users and up, saw deeper cuts and more problems. So, for example, as I said earlier, 64% of mid-market and large enterprise firms have experienced budget cuts, compared to 42% across the overall landscape, which includes the SMBs. And among mid-market and enterprise firms, only 11% said that there was no impact on their business from the economic downturn. So that's half as many, if you will, as the overarching 25% that said it was no market, no impact whatsoever. Now, when we asked folks to say, if your firm has cut IT staff and training, how has that impacted daily operations? And again, we gave the respondents about 10 different options. Again, we saw the biggest response rate among all companies, 47%, said we pick up the slack and work longer hours. And again, that number was nearly doubled to 84% among mid-markets and enterprises. So that tells you not only are companies running lean, mean, and in some cases skeletal, but you can imagine the stress levels as in these mid-market and high-end enterprises where there's just more work. 10% said there were more configuration errors. We saw 27%, nearly 3 out of 10 businesses, respond that it takes them more time to complete upgrades of any type, whether it's hardware, software, infrastructure. 20% are behind on applying patches and service packs. 20% said that their testing and quality assurance has suffered. We saw 5% say that it was difficult for them to meet their service level agreements, both internally to their corporate end users and externally to their business partners and customers. Only 4% said that server reliability has suffered, and only 8% said that security is outdated. Now, by the way, one of the areas in this, in any of the surveys that ITIC has done that has remained sacrosanct has been security. We've seen that only a 3% minority of businesses across SMBs, mid-markets, and enterprises have said that their security has budgets have been cut or have suffered. I think everybody knows they can't afford not to have, you know, a very, very strong security policies, procedures, and products in place. One of the other questions that we asked with respect to business and the economic downturn was how their companies view IT investments that improve reliability and uptime. And interestingly, 45% said that it was among key selection criteria, and another 17% said that it was a very worthwhile investment. Only 15% said that it was not considered at all, while another 24% said it was a low priority. What all of this means going forward is companies have to invest. I think what we've seen for the last 3 years is companies have delayed or deferred upgrades for as long as they can. They've cut back, done cost cutting as much as they can to minimize impact on their budgets. But at a certain point, you have to start investing again. And we're seeing that happen in key areas like virtualization and cloud computing, particularly application and desktop virtualization and private cloud computing. That adoption rate will almost double from what we saw in 2009 to the 2010-2011 timeframe.
Okay, great. On that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Laura DiDio for speaking with us today, and thank you all for listening. Have a great day.